City Public Works Director David Cedillo presented on GO bond projects expected to be completed in the next 2 years.
These bonds were approved by the voters on August 21st of 2018 for $35.6 million. Now, one thing that I wanted to make sure passed along to council was that all of these projects will be completed by the end of 2022.
Projects slated for completion include park improvements as well as a new recreation complex, animal service center, and fire station. $2.7 million will be allocated for trail improvements around the city, including the Southwest City Loop Trail. The project will ensure that many existing trails will be connected, something Councilor Tessa Abeda-Stuvey says will promote increased activity.
One of the intentions I know with this type of item is to have a loop system that would be able to accommodate like triathlons, those types of races and sports, like specific biking sports and stuff too.
A rehabilitation of Unidad Park is one of the biggest park improvements and will include a new splash pad as well as other play equipment. Cedillo says the project is currently still in the design phase.
Now, those construction drawings are at 90%, and we should be getting close to completing those. This park will require a recirculating system based on the conservation ordinance and will require showers per the New Mexico Environmental Department. So currently we are working towards that. But I did want to highlight that staff has been able to work through, and when I say staff, parks, public works, all staff have been working, and we identified that by buying the equipment and just providing it for installation, we were able to save $140,000.
Councilor Yvonne Flores expressed concern about meeting the deadlines for the proposed GO bond projects on time.
It just seems that, especially the trails, for example, it seems like such a big project. And 2022 isn't that far away. I mean, you know, the years just go by like, you know, water flowing in a river. So I'm just concerned about not being able, as a municipality, being able to deliver on the GO bond and vote to the residents.
Councilor Abeda-Stuvey noted most of the projects have extra time built in to ensure they remain on schedule, saying the timely completion is vital for future project success.
Some of the items that seem to have the most technical construction, like this build out of the fire station, there seems to be a bit of a buffer room as well when it's supposed to be completed. Like this one's supposed to be first quarter of that 2022. So hopefully, you know, I'm sure not only us on council, but staff and then everybody wants this to go well, because I think that we know we have a lot of big projects. And one of the ways we can hopefully accommodate the needs of the city is to continue to reissue these types of bonds. And so I do very much think it's important that we make sure all these go off well, that everything gets done on time. And so far, it looks like we are getting enough time to make sure everything's completed on time and on budget.
For CARE WG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.